Welcome back to the Digital Signage Today podcast. My name is Bradley Cooper, and today we are joined by Art Marshall. He is the Senior Product Manager of Solutions at NC Display Solutions, and he'll be talking with us today about how we can reach Gen Z. Art, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you. So I just wanted to get right into it and talk about how digital signage can really reach Gen Z. So can you tell us, what are some ways that digital signage can reach this audience?
That's a great question. One of the things that's interesting about Gen Z is that they're a lot more comfortable with digital technology than a lot of the previous generations are. And so having digital signage is something that they expect. You know, I actually have a daughter in college, and we were just talking about this, and she actually was telling me that static signs are boring from her perspective. It's kind of an interesting commentary on it. So it's expected. So when they start looking for, though, for digital signage, they're looking for more engaging, interactive experiences. You know, it's not enough to just take a static picture and put it up on the sign. You have to have something with movement, something with interest to draw their attention. And that's the kind of thing that's needed. And then, of course, more personalized experiences are always welcome. So opportunities for them to engage with the signage is even more important from their perspective.
All right. Excellent. So it seems like, obviously, we know Gen Z is more used to the technology, and in some ways they kind of expect it. But I was just curious, what are some of the challenges, in your opinion, of reaching those Gen Z audiences?
You know, actually, I think the most important challenge is actually getting their attention. Gen Z audiences tend to have more demands for their attention, you know, from the devices they have in their hands, to the friends that they're talking to the AirPods that are in their ear. So grabbing their attention in an interesting, engaging way and communicating to them that, hey, this is important to you is the most important challenge, you know, and then retaining their attention after that, getting them really engaged on an ongoing basis. So having more relevant advertising and more personalized advertising is very important to this generation.
Excellent. And I think that's very interesting that you mentioned relevant advertising, because there's been a lot of talk recently in the digital science space about dynamic content, you know, how we do it, how we make it, how do we actually target audiences, how do we handle privacy concerns. So in your opinion, how is the digital signage industry really keeping up with that demand for dynamic content? What are some of the challenges with that?
Yeah, so there are a number of technologies that are coming to the forefront. And as you mentioned, there's a competing aspect with privacy around some of those technologies. So you know, facial recognition obviously is becoming a problem in some areas, and that makes it harder to do more of a personalized experience. But on the other hand, there are some anonymous analytics technologies like NEC offers with its analytics platform ALP that allow you to have anonymous engagement and target still specific audience types to be able to provide a more personalized experience. And then tying that in with additional sensors and information, you know, being able to put up an ad for an umbrella when it's raining outside can be a very compelling way to generate dynamic content and engage people who may not normally be interested.
Excellent. And can you expand a little bit more on what ALP does? Does it take information into account, like demographics of the customer or something like that?
Yes. Yeah. There are a number of different technologies that we can pull from. It uses multiple sensor types to be able to identify in some way the characteristics of a customer base and then provide information that's relevant to them. It can also use things like weather POS data. So if your store is, you know, not selling a certain product very well, you can actually generate more advertising on that, or you find that when you advertise that certain product, you sell more of it. So then, you know, you can trigger more of those ads to increase the demand for it. So the ALP platform can pull from multiple of these sensor types and provide a very unique experience for the user. And it's designed to be anonymous. So there's no individualizing of data. It's all anonymous.
Excellent. So obviously, one of the things that digital signage really excels at is improving the customer experience, making it better for the customer to come into the store, get more information, get better advertisements. And the same goes regardless of whether you're talking about Gen Z or boomers. So in your opinion, what tactics can digital signage end users really use to improve the customer experience of Gen Zers and, just their audiences in general?
Yeah, so I think, it goes back to kind of the theme of this. A lot of our conversation here is about, providing something that's more personalized, more relevant to every audience member. So being able to show customers the products that they're interested in at the timing that they're interested in them is, is really a way to improve the customer experience and not just flood their world with images and data. The closer you get to something that they're looking for at the time they're looking for it is going to give them the best experience.
So, one other question I had for you is obviously a lot of end users, their big concern is how am I going to measure whether this is effective for me or not? How am I going to measure whether I actually get a return on my investment? So, how do you, in your opinion, do you go about really measuring return on investment or return on objectives for digital signage, particularly when you're looking to target a specific audience like Gen Z?
Yeah, so the important thing there is having a system that you can work with your content management, that can close the loop on that whole process. So being able to deliver advertising in a way that you can track and measure how it's being delivered, and then having a system that can also capture, ideally something like as detailed as POS data to be able to tell that, we advertised a certain set of products from, on Monday from 8 to 12 in the morning. And then find out that the POS was that you actually generated more sales based on that data or based on those advertisements. Really being able to close that loop is going to give you the best way for measuring that ROI. There are lots of soft and fuzzy ways, but to me, hard data is hard data and it doesn't really lie.
And what type of hard data points should you really be looking at?
Being able to tie directly to sales data. So if you're advertising a certain product or service, and being able to correlate that sales data directly with your advertisements is the tightest engagement you can get.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for giving us that great information. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Gen Z or about the ALP product before we sign off for today?
In terms of Gen Z, I don't have anything to add. In fact, in the words of my daughter, just keep it short. But in terms of the ALP platform, you could always, find more information on ALP at necdisplay.com/ALP.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Art. And once again, that was Art Marshall, Senior Product Manager of Solutions at NEC Display Solutions. Thank you, Art.